Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are here with us. The number to call in, 833-JOE-ALEX. Save that in your phone. That's 833-563-2539. Story I'm about to get into actually involves calling 911. Do you think we have to call 911 yet to check on Liv the Web Girl? Still not here. I mean, she's usually here before the show starts, but show started like 36 minutes ago.
Not here, not answering. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I am getting a little bit nervous because she at least usually, if she is late, she always texts us immediately and is like, oh my gosh, I'm running late. I mean, so it's kind of weird that she's not answering or calling.
Well, there's
us.
Different stages of Liv lateness. That is like the most common stage when she's late but awake. But there's other ones where, like, she went out last night and partied, and she's like, you know, forgot to set the alarm or something.
Well, she only parties on the weekends. That's something I've learned. And also, I don't think we need to call 911 yet, because I've only been here for 3 months, and she did this once before. I think, actually, she texted us, like, right around this time, around 6:45. So I say 10 more minutes before
I was going to say by 7, if we still have not heard from her, then I'm starting to get a little nervous. That's when my anxiety's going to kick in big time.
No, okay. I'm not worried yet.
All I'm saying is that we should have, like, I talked about, and you guys poo-pooed it, we should have got her one of those alarm clocks that falls off and rolls around and you got to pick up, because she's probably just sleeping right now and not, you know, getting up.
I don't want to get her in trouble. Maybe, do you think
what do you mean
not
get her in trouble? Get her on time. All right, well, we'll see what happens, but that's the update here on the Joe and Alex Show. This story makes me say, wow, what a cute little kid. Also, if I was the parent, I'd be crapping my pants. This little kid was struggling. He had a tough day at school. Why? Well, it was his math homework. So what did he do? He called 911 for help.
911.
Okay, I had a really bad day and, I don't know.
You had a bad day at school?
Yeah, I just came to tell you that.
Yeah, what happened at school that made you have a bad day?
I just have tons of homework.
Dude, I have been there. I have thought about it. I wish I could call 911 when we have a tough day here at work. It's like, I got to do so much crap. I'm going to be here all day.
I was going to say, if we're allowed to call 911 for just having a bad day, we'll be blowing them up.
No kidding. They're like, please stop calling.
What subjects do you have homework in?
Math, and it's so hard.
Is there a problem you want me to help you with?
This lady is awesome, by the way, because normally this is where they hop on and say, honey, this is not what you call 911 for.
Yeah, I have something to say about that.
Yeah, what's 3/4 plus 1/4?
Okay, so if you do 3/4, put that on your paper.
Okay.
And then do plus 1/4.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's 3 + 1?
4.
And then it would be over 4. So then, 4/4 is what?
1?
Yeah, good job.
Yeah! Okay.
I'm sorry for calling you, but no, I really need help.
You're fine. We're always here to help.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Aw, what a cute little kid. There we go. So,
very cute.
And a very nice 911 operator there to take the time out and help him having a rough day and got the work done.
Very cute. She was very nice. However, if I were this woman's supervisor there at the call center, I would be ripping her a new one, because not that she should have been mean to him or anything like that, but it was after she answered the homework question or whatever, if they weren't busy and they weren't getting flooded with a lot of calls, and I can understand her helping him out real quick and getting him off the phone, but right before she hung up the phone, instead of saying, we're always here to help, she should have said, and just so you know, in the future, 911 is only for emergencies, okay? That was a huge learning opportunity. That kid obviously didn't know before he called that you only call 911 for real emergencies, and he left still not knowing. That was a huge missed opportunity, in my opinion. So as her supervisor, we would have had to have had a conversation about that.
Oh my God, that is so overblown. It's
no,
one
it's
time.
Serious.
If the kid calls back, no, it's not.
It's very serious, Joe.
Is that very serious? The kid called for a math question.
I was on the fire department. I see what goes on behind the scenes here. And
okay, Mr. Host.
I mean, here's the thing. Okay, so just to talk about this, right here in Indianapolis, where we're based out of, like last week, somebody was choking at Ruth Chris, and they called 911. All these people in the restaurant were trying to call 911. Every single one of them was put on hold because they're short on dispatchers, and so everybody had to be on hold. And luckily, somebody was able to do like the
Heimlich maneuver.
Heimlich on her and get the piece of meat out or whatever that she was choking on. But if they wouldn't have, and no one was answering 911, she would have died. So, like,
do you think that
this is why you have to make sure those lines are clear for only real emergencies.
Okay, Alex, but obviously, yes, she would have moved on if their lines were being full and jammed up. She probably knows how to do her job. It sounds like it was a slow time.
Well, that's what
I'm saying. Nothing was happening, so I don't think it's that big of a deal.
No, that's why I'm saying
it's
fine.
They're going to lecture it.
I think it's fine that she, in this instance, answered his question, but then at the end, she should have said, here's your learning opportunity.
Because next time, when he calls again, they might be a little busier, and
yeah,
that could be a line tied up.
In his mind now, he can call 911 anytime he needs help with homework, which is not, you know, there are, by the way, there are homework help hotlines for little kids, because I used to use those when I was in elementary school because I was terrible at math. And by the way, he's smarter than me. I still can't do fractions.
No, the way she explained it, I was like, oh, dang, that's how you do it. I might have to call 911 help for later, you know, or you know what he should have been doing? He should have been asking like Google Home or Alexa. That's the new cheat system right there.
That's a good point.
So maybe that's a real lesson for the kid.